Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon video for Friday. It is already September 7th. For those of you who are following QDrops and doing your own research, you can find the Android apps, QAlerts and QDrops in the Play Store. QMap.pub is one of the sites you can use to find QPosts on your own. My theme for this video is We Are Q. Let's get digging into this. This was from, actually, August 27th, and Q posted links to four videos and asked this question: was Nazism ever truly destroyed? Was it merely a subdivision within a larger organization? One finger attached to a hand. Did Antifa organically form? Flag design coincidence? Socialist push in the U.S. worldwide coincidence? Global power struggle. There is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. And then we've got the links. Q wrote, We the People. First link is from the film Some of All Fears, Dressler's speech due to copyright issues. I'm not going to include that in the video. You can look it up if you want to see it. Second video, also from the Some of All Fears. This video is called Keep the Back Channels Open. Third video. Q was posted quite a few times. It is We Must Fight. It's a speech by President Reagan. And the fourth video is This Video Will Get Donald Trump Elected. You might want to check those out. Q has been telling us for months that President is working to remove corrupt forces that control Iran. We have this post from August 28th. Watch Iran. Something incredible is about to happen. Regarding Hassan Rouhani, who is the head of Iran, the good people of Iran have the power. Fight for your freedom. And we have a longer post by Q. This was from the 28th. There's a link to an article. The article is about the Iranian parliament censuring Rouhani. He's losing power. And Q wrote that Rouhani is in brackets. Who paid Hussein Obama to attend Harvard Law School? Who is Prince Al-Walid bin Talal? Well, that question just answered the first one. Why would Prince Al-Walid bin Talal pay Hussein to attend Harvard Law School? Was Hussein a prominent political figure or a person of influence at the time? Obama was not a prominent political figure at the time. He was kind of a nobody community organizer. Who is Valerie Jarrett? Where was she born? Valerie Jarrett became Obama's handler. She was born in Iran. When did Valerie Jarrett hire Michelle Robinson? 1991? That's correct. Timeline. Link to kind of a history of how Barack Obama and Michelle met and got engaged. And that was shortly after Michelle was hired by Valerie Jarrett to work for the city of Chicago. Who is Mayor former Richard Daley? Who is Mayor current Rahm Emanuel? Hussein should be very nervous, Brennan should be very nervous, Kerry should be very nervous, and Angela Merkel should be very nervous, plus 29 more people. So when Q says, you should be very nervous, one of the Anons posted that and thought it was good. A lot of people should be nervous because Q is suggesting that a lot of these people have taken money to do things that are going to come out. The corruption is going to come out, the payoffs and the kickbacks are going to come out, it's all going to be exposed. This was the link that Q posted to the Iranian parliament censuring Rouhani. Like I said, he's losing power. This is the link that Q posted about the history of Michelle and Barack and how they met. And then shortly after Michelle went to work for the city of Chicago, they got married. Valerie Jarrett worked for Mayor Daley, and she connected Obama to powerful people in Chicago politics. I think that's what Q is getting at. American Digital News has more history on Valerie Jarrett. I found interesting, she actually was on the board of directors of the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank. She has a very interesting history if you look into that. You can find this article on Jihad Watch. Will the fall of Al-Walid bin Talal herald a return to sanity in the universities he's funded? Talal has a lot of money invested in these universities. He has funded a lot of people's educations. And I believe he probably funded Barack Obama's education. It's no big secret that Saudis wanted to control American politicians. And one way to do that is you pay for the education of someone who has the potential to one day become president. Q posted this, and this is referring to the payment of money to Iran. How were the pallets of cash divided? How many planes were used to transport? Who operated the planes? What shadow agency directed the operations? CIA. Why wasn't the money simply wire transferred? Because it could be traced. Who had authorization to open bank-to-bank transfers? How do you prevent financial transfer logs? How were the cash withdrawals in the EU organized and labeled? Where did the cash originate from? What time of day did the withdrawals occur? Who provided security? Why wasn't Congress notified? Why was the U.S. government kept in the dark? Were U.S. laws broken? Did all the planes land in the same location or airport? Why did one particular plane land outside of Iran? Why was a helicopter involved? Who did the money go to? I don't have answers to all those questions, but I think we have answers to a few. One of the Anons did some digging and came up with some good information on the payments in the Iran deal. The Anon explains it this way. Obama State Department wired $1.3 billion in funds on January 19, 2016, after the original $400 million untraceable cash payment was made to Iran. The $400 million is referred to as a ransom payment. Funds were wired suspiciously in 13 separate payments of $19.999 million, which totaled $1.3 billion. A couple of links to some articles here on the Iran payments. And the Anon goes on to say, the importance of the $100 million mark. It's a general limit of funding and appropriation that does not need congressional approval if it's less than $100 million, which is why they wired it in batches of $99.99 million. The Anon says, I don't have a hard link to the specific part of the U.S. code, but two specific House resolutions point to this limit. And then he says, this is highly suspicious and probably illegal. $100 million is a limit that needs congressional approval, but splitting the larger transaction into smaller ones that escape the scrutiny is an illegal act for a private company under the Sarbanes-Oxley and other generally accepted accounting principles. He says he doesn't know if it's illegal for the U.S. government. Funding and transaction logs. The funds were taken from an obscure fund from the U.S. Treasury called the Judgment Fund, which is often used to pay to avoid litigation, and there's a link to that fund information. That's one of these links up here. There's an Excel log of the transaction. There's a do-it-yourself transaction log. And he says if you follow the information using those links and use this, you'll see the 13 separate payments. How were cash withdrawals categorized and labeled? Where did the cash originate from? What time of day? I don't have answers to those questions. Who provided security? Could be CIA. Why wasn't Congress notified? Because they probably would have stopped it. Why was the U.S. government kept in the dark? Same reason. Were U.S. laws broken? I'm guessing that U.S. laws were broken, and that is why Congress was kept in the dark. Did all the planes land in the same location? No. Why did one particular plane land outside of Iran? Q has previously said that some European leaders were paid off from this money. Maybe one went to Brussels to pay off people in the EU. Why was the helicopter involved? Well, I would guess that maybe one of the locations maybe didn't have an airport. Could have been an island. I'm not exactly sure. Q asked, who did the money go to? Like I said, in previous drops, Q has suggested that European leaders got some of the money. This post from April 23rd is regarding the president's decision to pull us out of the Iran deal. And Q asked a lot of questions concerning the Iran deal, the money that was transferred, and why we're getting out of it. Q said, reminder, Iran is next. Marker, class section 11A, paragraph 2.2. Covered that in the previous video. It regards installment payments, $250 billion, January 1 and June 1. No inspection at ground zero, nuclear regulatory sites, no missile tech prevention, load carrying, ICBM, think North Korea. Who controls the money? Who really controls the money? Why does the EU have a vested interest in the Iran deal? Right, Q is asking, why did Merkel and Macron push so hard to keep the US in the Iran deal? It's because they were getting money out of it. Who receives the money? When the U.S. sends billions in aid or climate and or etc., who or what entity audits and tracks to confirm the intended recipients? None. How does George Soros, GS, fund worldwide counter events? Who funds worldwide leftist events? American taxpayer subsidizes them. Define nuclear standoff. Who benefits? How do you squeeze funds out of the U.S.? Threat to humanity? Environment push? Think Paris Accord. Who audits and tracks the funneled money? Define kickback. Define slush fund. EPA? No oversight during Obama's administration. Why? How does the CIA fund non-sanctioned ops, black ops, off the books? Reread past drops will become relevant. Welcome, Mr. President. The U.S. will not agree to continue the Iran deal as it currently stands. So, good history. Just a lot of corruption going on. Q asked, did Rouhani keep unknown comms as insurance? Well, it seems that Mr. Rouhani didn't trust the Obama administration and the clowns. So, he preserved his own records of the transactions in the event that the deal went sideways. So, there are probably records of this transaction. As the Iranian regime falls, it's quite likely that Rouhani may end up having to tell the Trump people what actually went down during the Iran deal. And continuing along in this post, this is a very long one. We just covered the first section of it. Q asked, did Rouhani keep unknown comms as insurance? What agency collects all forms of data? What agency did Snowden work for originally? Did he train on the farm? When did Snowden join no such agency? Define contractor, define the PRISM program. What year did Snowden release specific details of PRISM? Was it mid-2013? And Q here is asking, was that done to impact or limit the NSA's ability to utilize and collect information? Fake news push for congressional restrictions beyond the NSA. Open source push to create counter defense purpose. Blue skies for clown op. So Q there is saying, yeah, does this open up opportunities for the CIA if the NSA has been publicly exposed as an agency that's bad? When was the joint plan of action, the Iran deal, executed? Late 2013. Do you believe in coincidences? Nothing to see here. So let me take you through. Q asked, who did Snowden work for originally? One of the anons said this, Snowden came from CIA, went to work at the NSA as a contractor to get inside information, used his position to expose the NSA's data collection program so that the mainstream media could push the narrative to restrict the power of the NSA so the clowns could fly under the radar. And NSA's data collection was their worst enemy. This all went down just before the Iran deal was put in place so they could execute the deal without the NSA knowing about it, NSA oversight. But they didn't realize Rouhani kept his own secret comms as insurance. Now that is coming to light. And I think that is actually a pretty good summary of what Q was getting at. Q asked if Snowden trained on the farm. The farm is a reference to a CIA training facility inside of Camp Perry in Virginia. Q posted a graphic showing the outage of service for Xbox after he revealed that Obama cabinet and staff were using Xbox to avoid NSA detection. This is the link. Let me see if I can show you this in a little better picture. Someone put this graphic together. You can see all the areas that Xbox went down. And Q asked, do you believe in coincidences? I'm not saying there are never coincidences, but nothing to see here. Q also posted a link to a Reddit thread. This observer said that Q has been deemed hate speech and violent content by Microsoft, and you'll be kicked off the Xbox platform if you talk about Q. Crazy stuff. This is not a game. Learn to play the game. Q posted a link to a Twitter status. It's a little video clip by the president talking about Google, Twitter, and Facebook censoring conservatives, and we can listen to that video.
Yeah, I think Google is really taking advantage of a lot of people, and I think that's a very serious thing, and it's a very serious charge. I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, They better be careful because you can't do that to people. You can't do it. We have tremendous, we have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in, and you just can't do that. So I think that Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population. Okay? Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Q posted links to articles where the mainstream media predictably hammered the president for suggesting that social media platforms are censoring conservatives. Q wrote, "Defend Google at all costs" sample down below. Google to be regulated. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. These people are stupid. Censorship with no consequences. How do you set a trap? Open the door and we shall always walk through and take control. And these are links that Q posted. CNN debunking Donald Trump's latest conspiracy theory on Google, that Google is actually censoring conservatives. This link is from Money, CNN.com. Trump slams Google search as rigged, but it's not. This one is from Yahoo. This one is from Wall Street Journal. This one is from Washington Post. USA Today, and LA Times, Politico, and now let's talk about censorship and platform regulation. In March, one of the Anons asked if we would ever have freedom of speech on social media platforms. Q responded, 100% regulated. Some platforms will collapse under the weight of their own illegal activities. Q posted a screenshot of a Google search. And the search term is QAnon, returned 3.85 million results. Nothing to see here. Q then posted a video that President Trump tweeted out, and we can look at this video. In the next post, Q reposted a prior drop about sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. The new post includes a link to the State Department website describing the official relationship between the U.S. and the Vatican. And Q wrote, this is a quote, "The Holy See is the universal government of the Catholic Church and operates from Vatican City State, a sovereign independent territory. The Pope is the ruler of both Vatican City State and the Holy See. The Holy See, as the supreme body of government of the Catholic Church, is a sovereign juridical entity under international law." And then Q wrote, "Wealth, power, sanctuary against criminal prosecution, recipe for disaster." And this is the link that Q posted where that quote was taken from. One of the Anons had an epiphany moment about the signature Godfather 3. Just hit me in early drops. Q mentioned Godfather 3. Michael Corleone is fighting the corrupt elements of the Vatican in Godfather 3. That is correct. Q then posted this, "We are Q. We the people Q." The Q movement really is picking up steam, and it is affecting people on a global scale. I'm seeing it more every day. One of the Anons asked about the signature Iron Eagle. And Q posted this, "Double meanings exist," and we have the Iron Eagle and the Nazi symbol. Q posted this in follow-up, "Stay local, U.S. Global is a reflection of the local." And we have the two flags here. Think mirror, know your enemy. Every battle is won before it is ever fought. Knowledge is power. One of the Anons posted this, Nazi pin tag with the communist symbol. And then another response from Q, who posted some pictures. This is Gloria Vanderbilt with her necklace that we've seen before. And this is the Pope's necklace. Q wrote, "Symbolism will be their downfall," Q. If you look at the necklaces and charms and things that people wear, powerful people, you'll see some interesting symbolism in them. One of the anons posted a tweet from Cassandra Fairbanks. It is about the Santa Fe High School shooter wearing an Antifa Columbine hammer and sickle pin. And there's a link to it there. This is a close-up of the pin. Q responded, "It's always been out in the open. You just have to look. You must stay together. Together you are strong. Symbolism equals end Q." Q has often said symbolism will be their downfall. Then Q wrote this, "Buy a history book published 20 years ago. Buy a history book published 10 years ago. Buy a history book published this year. Compare. Focus on World War I and World War II. Something alarming will be discovered." A lot of people have been trying to revise history. This is an article about Maria Schmidt, who is a historical revisionist, and she is trying to, like a lot of people, take the blame off of Nazi Germany for starting World War II and blame the Allies. Q posted this, "There is a reason why we continue to highlight this speech," link to a YouTube video. "Listen carefully, Truth and Honesty, Part 2, Rally, Red October," in brackets. "Mouthpieces do not think or speak for themselves," Q. So what is the Rally, Red October? I am not sure. Again, this is the link to Q's video. This video will get Donald Trump elected. Q posted this, and it is a repost of a drop from February. "Clowns revealed in China and other, 2010, 187 in brackets, sold Intel. Hillary open source server, in brackets, missing emails, in brackets, CrowdStrike. Granted access, betrayed, only the tip. This will be made public soon, Q." Q says on the right-hand side, "Trending in the non-mainstream media. China hacked the Hillary server. False. Access was granted. You have more than you know, Q." Back in February, Q is suggesting to us that Hillary actually sold access to her server to China, and that the CIA agents who were killed back then in 2010, 2011, that was a result of the information they got from Hillary. Q posted this. It's a link to a Twitter status update by a guy who was going on Hannity to talk about Hillary's connection to China and the emails coming out. And Q said, "Hey Richard, pro tip, look at CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike managed the infiltration program based on payments to the Clinton Foundation," and there's a link to an article, The More You Know. So Q is telling us that not only did CrowdStrike investigate Hillary's server during the email investigation by the FBI, because the FBI never looked at the server, Q is also saying that CrowdStrike managed the access to Hillary's server through people who paid for access through the Clinton Foundation. And one of the anons said, "Hey, CrowdStrike, bye-bye, going down." This was the tweet that Q linked to, kind of beyond Hannity, talking about Chinese penetration of Hillary's email server. This is an article that Q linked to, story about Wang Wenliang, who's a Chinese billionaire and donor to the Clinton Foundation, who was expelled from China's top legislature after being caught up in widespread cash for votes scheme. "Since it's illegal for Chinese government to make donations to U.S. politicians, I suspect that they used Wenliang to make the donations. It would be illegal for him as well, except that his attorney said he had a green card which could qualify him as a legal donor." One of the anons posted this. It's a link to an article. The anon said, "Q, is this relevant to Hillary server sweepstakes giveaway?" This is an article in the New York Times about CIA assets between 18 and 20 were imprisoned or killed. Q reposted this drop by the anon, confirming that this was relevant to the story. Q posted this. It is an article about Dianne Feinstein saying she was mortified by FBI allegations that her staffer was a spy for China. Q wrote, "Mortified? What's the purpose of a bridge?" Well, a bridge is something that connects two people, and we suspect that Feinstein's staffer was probably a Chinese spy. As long as we're on the subject of China, the Clintons have a long history with China and illegal donations. Back in 1996, there was this thing called Chinagate. It involved Clinton receiving donations during his election campaign from the Chinese government. And there's several articles on this. You can just search for Chinagate and find them. For months, we have been trying to understand who or what the single letter P meant. One of the Anons posted this, "Hey Q, does P equal Paysur? When do we start seeing the pain? Where we go one, we go all." Q reposted this drop from the Anon, and I'm taking that as confirmation that P does equal Paysur, and now I get to explain what the heck that is all about. Here's the repost by Q. All right. Back in December of last year, Q and the Anons were discussing the world's most powerful people. Al-Walid bin Talal, Hillary, John McCain, Angela Merkel, the Podestas, various people. And to help explain the power structure of the global elites, Q posted this, and it has become a foundational post, and it's definitely worth taking time to understand. So we're going to break this down because I've never talked about it yet. So Q posted this, Rothschilds, and then in parentheses, cult leaders, parentheses, church, parentheses, P. Banks and financial institutions is the next line. Then worldwide government controls people. And then we have SA, Saudi Arabia, oil, tech, sex, and children. Saudi Arabia controls assigned US politicians, UK politicians, and tech companies as primary. Then we have another section, George Soros. This is what he does. He controls organizations of people, create division and brainwash, plus management, operator of slush funds, personal net worth never reduces. Think the DOJ settlements. The DOJ has a slush fund that allows money to be taken out for settlements, and Q has suggested that Soros actually gets money through that DOJ slush fund. Iran, environmental pacts, etc. And then we have a diagram down below. It looks like kind of a pyramid or a triangle. And Q wrote rock past in parentheses, authority over followers. Then below that we have a diagram with the left side of the triangle missing, and that is a present configuration. Future configuration, that pyramid will not exist. Q says order is critical. Strings cut to US and UK. Expand your thinking. Swamp drain, one, sexual harassment, exit, plus future. R in brackets, no, bomb away, Q. So let me explain this in a little more detail. And we'll just take this section by section. So Q said that the Rothschilds, cult leaders, the church, and P control global financial institutions, and through that control, they also control governments around the world and indirectly their citizens. All right, moving down to the next section. Q said that Saudi Arabia exerts control over the energy sector, the tech sector, global trade in children as sex slaves, and they control certain US and UK politicians. At least they did until last year. All right. If you want to know how Saudi Arabia controls the tech sector, here's an example. Al-Walid bin Talal is one of the major shareholders of Twitter stock. Al-Walid is also a major shareholder of Citigroup, who emailed John Podesta a month before the 2008 presidential election with a list of names that Barack Obama would be expected to appoint after the election. And Al-Walid got nearly all of the people on the list that he wanted to be appointed. That is an article on New Republic. You can just search for it. The most important WikiLeaks revelation isn't about Hillary. All right, so US and UK politicians are controlled the way it's been done for centuries. Sex, money, power, and secrets. Saudi money has been funding US political campaigns and the education of some politicians. The Saudis also provide protection for politicians. Think organized crime. Control of politicians is also done by enticing them to engage in sex with minors. The encounters are secretly videotaped and used as blackmail. This type of setup has been used for a long time. It's called Operation Brownstone or Brownstone Operation. Jeffrey Epstein's island is one place where that has happened. But there are other places. All right, moving on to George Soros. He funds organizations that push agendas into the mainstream to brainwash people. Media Matters, Correct the Record, Share Blue, Organizing for Action. All these organizations are continually pushing a narrative. Soros's money never decreases because the DOJ has a settlement slush fund that replenishes his assets. All right. Q used the three-sided diagram, this one right here, to illustrate the relationship between the Saudis, the Rothschilds, and George Soros. So think of the Saudis as the left side of this pyramid. Think of George Soros as the other side and the Rothschilds as the third side. That describes the configuration of power that controls global politics prior to the Saudi crackdown. This diagram, which is just a line on the right side and the line across the bottom, represents the situation since the corrupt Saudi princes were removed from power on November 5th. Only the Rothschilds and George Soros are left right now, and they will eventually be removed. Q said the diagram would contain no sides after Soros and Rothschilds have been removed from power. The order of removing these power brokers is critical if they're going to be successful. Draining the swamp requires the removal of those who are backing the swamp dwellers. And then Q said, look at the sexual harassment exits of people in Congress, more of them coming in the future. That is how the swamp is being drained. All right, one of the Anons posted this back on November 5th. Is Hillary just a puppet and the goal is to take down her minders and the real kingpins? Q responded, correction, Hillary was a puppet, but her strings were recently cut. She's now on her own and fighting for her life. Hillary and a lot of people in Congress have lost their financial support. They've lost their cover. They've lost their protection. That is why they're not running for re-election. And now that you know that, this post from Q might be a little more helpful. This is on October 31st of last year, world stalemate. We have the goods on everyone else. That's part of the reason why some things that tie back to foreign heads of state will remain classified, but not all. We are in one of the most critical times of our country. Trump and others are working to balance what we're doing well for America, for the common person to endorse, while at the same time purify our government and remove the bad actors who are entrenched. There is so much string pulling and blackmail that we need to cut these off to truly gain the power granted to us by the patriots and the hardworking people of this great country. All right. In February, Q posted this, and this was Q talking to the global elites. You will cease to exist, truth to power. How's the bunker these days? 14 in brackets, live, hello, PEOC, force failed. PEOC is a Presidential Emergency Operations Center. He was basically saying here that we are observing you, we know what you're doing, we know that you're hiding out in your bunker, how are things going? Your attempt to force the president into his emergency operations center failed. Now let's move on. On February 10th, Q posted this, reminding the bad guys that they are being hunted by Navy SEALs. SEALs are wonderful creatures, heard they work fast at capturing their prey. Silence is golden, Corona offline, games are fun. This was the first mention of by Q that they were taking off the Corona satellites for the CIA offline. All right. And we go to this post from February 10th. Mess with the best, die like the rest. Two highly classified clown ops were exposed. 44 remaining wizards and warlocks. Save the best for last. P is in brackets, Q. So we're getting around to explaining what this P is all about. That's where we're going. Going to April 3rd, one of the Anons asked, does P equal Pope? Q wrote this, Pope in brackets will be having a terrible May. Those who backed him will be pushed into the light, dark to light, truth, Q. Then one of the Anons posted this, May 3rd, tell us, Q, how many are connected to the Ross? And Q responded with this, the chair serves the master. Who is the master? P equals C, Q. So we've been chasing this thing around for a long time, trying to figure out who the heck is P. Well, Q posted that Anon's post, and we know that P is Pesur. Daniel Pesur was also known as the Crown Prince Louis, who was Queen Marie Antoinette's son. He was smuggled out of France to North Carolina after she was executed. This is during the French Revolution. So Pesur was moved to North America, and that family, French royalty, has stayed undercover here in the United States ever since then. The Pacers have secretly owned a lot of assets, railroads, banks, car companies, electric companies, and a lot of other assets. This is a link. It's on the Unhived Mind, and you can check this out. Just search for the Pacers, French royal family in the United States, and the Virginia Company. There's a list of assets right here. Different banks, Lancaster and Chester Railway, Seaboard Airline Railway, Catawba Valley Railway, Chattanooga, Augusta, and Charleston Airline Railway Company, H&B Railway, Spartanburg Union and Columbia Railway, South and North Alabama Railroad, and then we move down to, let's see, the Bank of Richmond, New York Trust Company, National Loan and Exchange Bank of Camden, Raleigh Savings Bank, so these are all banks, Lancaster Cotton Mills, Eureka Cotton Mills, Springsteen Cotton Mills, Singer Manufacturing Company, New York, the Newham Sewing Machine Company, lots of other companies down here, electric and power companies, Southern Power Company, Duke Power Company, Lancaster Light and Power Company, Potomac Electric Company, gold and silver companies, iron and steel companies, other companies that Pacers have owned, Colt Firearms, Standard Oil, Exxon, B.F. Goodrich, Sherwin-Williams, etc. So these are all companies that were at one time under the control of the Pacer family. Very wealthy, very influential family. Hardly anyone has ever heard about them. All right. If you are interested in learning more about the Pacer family, Neon Revolt did a deep dive into that. You can just search for the Pacer, or you can search this, the Unseen Masters of All, and put in Neon Revolt, and you'll come to this link. He goes very deep into this. I don't have the time and the ability to give you all the information on that right now. I will say this, if you follow this rabbit trail far enough, you're eventually going to come to a document on the CIA website, and I will show you that. It's called The Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and it traces the 13 families of the Illuminati and their bloodlines. If you're interested, you can check that out. Like I said, rabbit hole goes pretty deep. Not all rabbit holes are worth spending days and weeks investigating, but there's a lot of information out there if you're willing to look for it. One of the Anons posted this: thanks for selling all of our secrets to the highest bidder, Hillary. And Q responded to that with this: you didn't think military planes were falling out of the skies all within a short period of time, just by chance, did you? Outside of the standard deviation. This is an article, NBC News, what's behind the cluster of military aviation crashes that killed 14 people all in the span of a couple of weeks. You can find articles on that. But there was a very strange cluster of military aviation crashes. Kim is suggesting that those crashes are probably due to the information that Hillary sold to the Chinese. Switching gears here, Q posted a link to an article from Sarah Carter about FISA and Bruce Ohr, and Q wrote, bigger than Watergate, biggest scandal in U.S. history, crickets, fake news, desperate to shelter, define shelter, a place giving temporary protection from bad weather or danger, storm. Here's a link to the article. The summary of this article is that the FBI knew about Bruce Ohr's activities, knew about Christopher Steele, and knew about the connections before they went to FISA court and requested an application on Carter Page. New York Times has this story, embracing conspiracy theory, Trump escalates attack on Bruce Ohr. Did you know that Bruce Ohr's involvement in Spygate is a conspiracy? Well, now you do. Yes, you keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means. Q posted this, are you watching Hannity? Did you hear what the Texas congressman just stated about Huber? Bruce Ohr is in brackets. Here is the interview that Q has referred to. I'll let you listen to that.
My opinion on this is, Sean, that there's a guy named John Huber, who's been, he's the U.S. attorney for Utah, who's been tasked by Jeff Sessions to investigate FISA abuse. Well, my recommendation to Mr. Huber would be for him to contact my office and ask for a copy of the transcript of Bruce Orr, and I'll make his job a lot easier.
Can I have a copy of it?
Not yet.
Okay. But thank you.
Okay, Q posted this, and it is a line of reasoning where Q is going to be building an argument. If the fake Steele dossier constituted the bulk of the facts submitted to Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to obtain FISA warrants against POTUS, and the dossier has been dismissed as fake and baseless, if Mueller was appointed as special counsel based on the dossier, and the dossier was proven to be fake and disinformation, and the dossier was proven to be the bulk of the information submitted to the court in order to obtain the FISA warrants, plus the FISA signers premeditated neglect to disclose the actual facts they were lied to, then how is Mueller still special counsel? B.O. Bruce Orr never called to testify regarding Mueller, Mueller investigating Russian collusion. Why would Mueller not contact Bruce Orr? Bruce Orr was the back channel between the FBI, DOJ, and Steele. Steele was fired by the FBI as an informant. Why wouldn't Mueller seek testimony? Is Mueller an impeachment operation against Trump? If impeachment is the goal, retaking the House midterms, does it not still require a two-thirds vote in the Senate? What will the 20 in brackets FISA fourth warrant disclose? Trust the plan. Huber has everything. Q. All right, going to move on here. Q posted this link to a tweet by the president, and Q asks, what are the odds that the FBI and DOJ are right on top of this? So here's a tweet by the president, report just out, China hacked Hillary Clinton's private email server. Are they sure it wasn't Russia? Just kidding. What are the odds that the FBI and DOJ are right on top of this? Actually, a very big story, much classified information. Q is giving us hints that they're on top of this and they know what's going on. We got a couple of links here from Q. Three links, it looks like. And Q is asking us to look at items 21 through 25 in the first link. This is regarding Bruce Orr's testimony. So the first link points to a letter from Chuck Grassley to Jeff Sessions asking 31 questions about Spygate. And these are the questions that Q drew our attention to. The second link goes to a letter that was written by Jeff Sessions to Chuck Grassley, Trey Gowdy, and Bob Goodlatte explaining why he chose to appoint John Huber to prosecute corruption in D.C. instead of a second special counsel. And the third link is an article Q has posted repeatedly. It's a Breitbart article from a former U.S. attorney, Turley, why appointing Huber was a better alternative to a second special counsel. Q posted this tweet by the president, big statement, what's coming? And this is a tweet, Hillary Clinton's emails, many of which are classified information, got hacked by China. Next move better be the FBI and DOJ, or after all their missteps, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, or FISA, dirty dossier, etc., their credibility will be gone forever. Again, I think Trump here is just playing a game, trying to get people to take the side of Sessions and the FBI. Q posted this, why is POTUS pushing the FBI and DOJ on this issue? What if access to the servers was deliberate, Hillary servers? What if this is known within the intelligence community? What if this is known within the FBI and DOJ? And if it is known, why are they not taking any action? How might this discredit the FBI's investigation into Hillary's emails? How might this open the door to, and we have Wiener, Huma Abedin, and Hillary in brackets. That's their prosecution. Logical thinking. Why was the information on Wiener's laptop in the first place? D5Q. My understanding of the reason why it was on Wiener's laptop is these files were in a folder called the insurance file. And I'm guessing he was keeping those as potential blackmail down the road. So they have the information. They're going to be prosecuting these people. D5 is the highest rating on the avalanche scale. Q often says the snowball is rolling, D5, and no stopping it now. So This is all going to be gaining speed, gaining momentum like a big old snowball rolling downhill. You can't stop it. You posted a link to the June DOJ Inspector General's report into the FBI investigation of Hillary emails. Here's the link. And then Q wrote, does one equal one? One equals zero. Evidence of an ongoing investigation. Q corrected himself and said he swap out in for of. So yes, the DOJ Inspector General's report is evidence in an ongoing investigation. A lot of the things that were brought up in the Inspector General's report have been referred for criminal prosecution. People are kind of forgetting that. All right, continuing on this discussion of emails, Q asked, what if a paper trail exists? Whenever Q asks, what if something exists, just assume that it does. Presidential daily brief via no such agency. Well, NSA has records of everything. Was Obama made aware with no action taken? Why did POTUS, Trump, refuse select presidential daily briefs during the transition period? Who knew? Threat assessment. Admiral Rogers, General Flynn. Why did Obama and Hillary and the administration and staff use private emails to communicate? They didn't want the NSA listening to them. Was Hillary the only one to use unsecured servers? Probably not. If access was granted regarding Hillary's private email server, can you assume access was granted regarding the House servers to the Awans? Awan and Pakistani intelligence, is Awan free? What about Huma and the Muslim Brotherhood? Matters of national security. All right. So Obama's intelligence community knew about Hillary's server, but they couldn't take any action unless they implicated themselves. As soon as Hillary began emailing all of them, they were guilty, so they couldn't do anything about it. But Admiral Rogers and the NSA on the job, they have the information. During the transition before he was inaugurated, President-elect Trump refused daily intelligence briefings. Why? I'm going to guess that Obama's people were probably giving him bad information or information he shouldn't have had. I'm guessing that Admiral Rogers and General Flynn probably told him that. And I'm also guessing that they were the ones who were giving him his own information. If you're being briefed by these gentlemen, you probably don't need information coming from the CIA and Obama's intelligence agency. They knew it was going down, and they kept Trump in the loop on what he needed to have information on. Q asked this, if access was granted regarding Hillary's private email server, can you assume access was granted to the House servers? The Awans, yes, probably can. I believe we'll find out at some point that Awan was actually selling U.S. information to Pakistani intelligence. Is Awan free? What about Huma and Muslim Brotherhood? They're all going down. People think that Imran Awan got off free. Not going to happen. I think Mr. Imran Awan is going to be facing more charges down the road. During the funeral of John McCain in Washington, D.C., Q posted this, it must be hard to communicate. Every moment together is a moment you should not waste. Former presidents are still able to arrange a skiff? Does the American taxpayer foot the bill for the 12 hotel rooms in close proximity to the central skiff? Secret security details ordered at max perimeter, defensive. Nice color choice. It's a shame the windows had to be blocked out to illuminate that view. So Q was trolling the deep state during McCain's funeral service. I believe they used McCain's funeral as a cover story to all come together and plan their next move. And of course, the president's people and Q were listening in. Pain is coming for those people. All right, on August 29th, Q posted this. Couple of links to articles. Link one discusses the real-time access that China had to Hillary's emails. Link two is about the attempts by Devin Nunes, supposedly, to make contact with British intelligence chiefs during his visit to London, and they would not make contact with him. Q posted this link to a New York Times news article about CIA spies being killed or imprisoned in China, and Q asked, starting in 2010, Hillary was Secretary of State 2009 to 2013. Coincidence? Think server access granted, money talks, CrowdStrike, and the Killbox queue. This is the link. It's on New York Times. Moving along here to the next post, Q posted this, and there is a repost of two or three previous posts. Let me show you real quick what we're looking at. These are initial here in the purple, and then updated lists of people removed from power and or fired from the FBI and DOJ. And we're just keeping these lists updated as time goes on. Q reposted those lists over here on the left and then has kind of a new message here. Do you notice a pattern? On May 4th, Bruce Orr demoted twice, cooperating witness, power removed. House testimony. Peter Strzok, cooperating witness, power removed, House testimony. Lisa Page, cooperating witness, power removed, House testimony. Bill Priestep, who is Strzok's boss, he's head of counterintelligence, cooperating witness, power removed, to be called. Mike Cortan, cooperating under resigned title, to be called. Who are they cooperating with? Do you believe in coincidences? The more you know, Q. So let's move on to the next post, and you can find these on the Patriots Fight board. Going to this post, Q asks a question. Notice those who are stated as cooperating are called before the House to provide testimony. Two are remaining. Enjoy the show. So Q has basically told us that they've flipped Priestap, Cortan, Lisa Page, and Strzok, and they are cooperating with the Justice Department, with Jeff Sessions, with the Inspector General, and probably with John Huber. And we've got Bill Priestap and Cortan to go. Priestap actually, I think, did testify once previously in a closed-door session, but obviously he's got another one coming up. One of the Anons posted this, and it is the text of an article. And a lot of these articles have been coming out, and this one is from Paul Sperry, that asserts that neither John Huber nor Robert Mueller has interviewed Bruce Orr. And as soon as I saw this article, I thought, wait a minute. How can anyone claim to know everyone who has been interviewed by the special prosecutor Mueller or by U.S. Attorney Huber, especially Huber, because nothing has leaked out of the Huber investigation? There have been leaks coming out of Mueller's investigation, but nothing has leaked out of Huber's investigation. So why would anyone claim to know who has or hasn't been interviewed? And there's a link to a Gateway Pundit article. So moving along, Q posted this in response, logical thinking. How did this fake misleading story pop up? Hannity 828 interview. There's a YouTube link. It was Hannity's interview with John Ratcliffe. And at the 24-minute-50-second mark, Huber contacted my office regarding Bruce Orr. This was Ratcliffe. And then at the 30-minute mark, just learned that Bruce Orr was not interviewed by Huber. And then at the 30-minute-45-second mark, based on comments earlier at the 24-50 mark, statements made by one congressman who does not know if Huber has already interviewed Bruce Orr. See how fake news works? See how clickbait works? See how emotional pushes to targeted readers works. And then Q posted this. This is, I love this. Thank you, Q, for doing some digging. If nothing else, Q is a good researcher. This is a list of interviews from Chuck Grassley's letter to Jeff Sessions requesting a second special counsel. In a footnote about Bruce Orr, Grassley noted the multiple interviews FBI and DOJ already had with Bruce Orr. The Grassley notes don't have a whole lot of information in them, and this is the letter. If you go down to item number 4, when Grassley writes letters to people, he always has like 20 or 30 different points that he wants to make. Point number 4, Grassley writes numerous FD-302s demonstrating the Department of Justice official Bruce Orr continued to pass along allegations from Mr. Steele to the FBI after the FBI suspended its formal relationship with Steele for unauthorized contacts with the media, and demonstrating that Mr. Orr otherwise funneled allegations from Fusion GPS and Mr. Steele to the FBI. Now, these are allegations and issues that have been brought up, and they are related to this number 5 footnote, which is down here. Down here at the bottom, you can see there's OR FD-302 on December 19th. The interview date was 11-22. Another one on 12-19. Interview date 12-5. And Q up here is giving us specific information about those interviews. These are the same interviews that were described by Grassley. If you see the top 3 interviews, the FDs were written on December 19th. You can see that the interview dates were November 22nd, December 5th, and December 12th. Those 3 interviews were with Obama and the FBI. And if you follow them all down, there's interview dates, when the FD-302 was written, and who they were interviewing with. You got POTUS and Trump and James Comey. The one on the February 14th was with the Inspector General. So was the one on February 6th. And there's one from May 8th that was with Trump one day prior to firing Comey. That was also with Rosenstein. So you can see from these FD-302s that Orr has been interviewed by a lot of people within the FBI and DOJ, including interviews with the president, with Comey, and with the Inspector General. We know that Horowitz, the Inspector General, is working with Huber. So for people to make claims that Huber has not interviewed anyone is kind of foolish. Q here wrote, meetings not yet released, plus 7, Huber plus the Inspector General. All right. Moving along, we have this, a little bit of a long post. This is from September 30. Q asked why, after Sessions has been attacked, why now they're attacking John Huber. So Q wrote, emotions cloud judgment, why is Huber being discussed now? What if the Texas Congressman, Ratcliffe, was not supposed to drop that name? Why is Huber being discussed now? Why is Huber all of a sudden being grouped into the anti-Sessions remove, fire, nothing is being done group? Discussed by the right or the left? Huber is not directly interviewing whoever. Huber is not, Huber did not, Sessions did not, Sessions did not. When will Sessions do this, do that? Who does Huber work with specifically? We know Huber is working with Inspector General. We know he reports directly to Jeff Sessions. He's not reporting to Rosenstein. Who investigates? FBI. Who prosecutes? DOJ. Team of 470? Will the Bruce Orr transcripts be released? Well, I'm guessing Q is saying they probably will. Huber plus Inspector General plus 470 investigators. Inside or outside the DC swamp, how many members of Congress are not seeking re-election? Speaker of the House not seeking re-election? How many senators have resigned, not seeking another term? How many senior FBI people have been removed? How many senior DOJ people have been removed? Nothing to see here. But we should attack them head-on in D.C. using a second special counsel. Emotions cloud judgment. And if you're getting tired of listening to the people in Congress and Judge Jeanine and Hannity screaming and hollering that they need a special counsel, well, don't worry about it. They've got things under control. All right, let's move on to some more posts. Hang on, I gotta open this one up. And Q then posted this. These are more objections about why we should have a second special counsel. But we should attack while the corrupt members of the DOJ and the FBI and the New York Attorney General are still in place. But we should use a second special counsel in the D.C. swamp with a team of 20 and wait 2 to 4 years and hope for the best with no control. But, logical thinking eliminates emotional nonsense. Big rally tonight, Q. This was posted on the 30th. There was a rally that night. The president tweeted this, wow, Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr's wife is a Russia expert who's fluent in Russian. She worked for Fusion GPS, where she was paid a lot. Collusion. Bruce was a boss at the Department of Justice and is, unbelievably, still there. We know why he's still there. He's a cooperating witness. All right. Everything that Trump and Q say has a specific meaning. They're sending us messages to help us understand where this is all going. So Q linked to that tweet, everything stated has meaning. What is the significance of Nelly Orr being fluent in Russian? Is Russian a common language to learn? Why might this language be studied? What position might this language be useful? The farm requires special skill sets. Q. All right. Diana West actually fills in the blanks nicely on Nelly Orr's history with the CIA. Their training facility is called the farm, the one inside the military base in Virginia. Her expertise in Russian and her connections to the dodgy dossier are covered in this article. It's on spectator.org called Nelly Orr, Woman in the Middle. Good background information. After the president and Louis Gohmert said Hillary's emails were hacked by China, the FBI disputed the allegation. All right, so Q posted this. It's a link to an article about Louis Gohmert doubling down after the FBI dismissed the claim. And Q said, has POTUS made a statement since being elected that didn't end up being proven factually true? Everything stated by POTUS will be made public. Everything. Follow the leader. Focus here. The IC Inspector General declined to comment. So it was the IC Inspector General who initially made the claim about Hillary Clinton's emails going directly to China in real time. FBI denied it. The Inspector General declined to comment. Basically, the Inspector General said, look, we've made our statement. We don't need to defend it. Trump is being informed by the NSA. They have it all. That is why Trump can back up everything he says. This is a link to the article. Just as an aside, it's my view that President and Q are working together to provide factual information to us about corruption. There is a lot more coming out. Q is currently posting right now. And what I'm reading on the board is very eye-opening as far as corruption goes. As soon as I get this video finished, I'll get another one going. And you'll want to stay on top of this. But if you really want to stay on top of what's happening with the takedown of corruption globally, all you need to do is keep up with the president, keep up with Q. Follow the leader. Q posted links to two articles the whole world is watching. And the first one here, Bruce Orr said he kept half a dozen high-level DOJ and FBI officials informed on his work with Christopher Steele. One of the officials is Andrew Weissman, a top investigator on the Robert Mueller. The second article is here. It is on Fox News. Trump threatens DOJ and FBI to start doing their job or he'll get involved.
You can have the biggest story about Hillary Clinton. I mean, look at what she's getting away with, but let's see if she gets away with it. Let's see. All I can say this, our Justice Department and our FBI at the top of each, because inside they have incredible people, but our Justice Department and our FBI have to start doing their job and doing it right and doing it now.
And to that particular statement by the president, he responded with this, and there's a link to a DC Examiner status. That is the link to that video. Q asks, shall we play a game? There's a link to a page on the Director of National Intelligence website. Ms. Yegorets oversaw intelligence products and briefings for the FBI director and the Attorney General, as well as FBI analysts' contributions to the president's daily brief. Who discovered the Chinese link to Hillary's server? Who reported the discovery? Who inserted the discovery into the presidential daily brief? Paper trail Q. This is a link to Tanya Yegorets, who evidently is a person who discovered Hillary's emails going to China and had to put that in the presidential daily brief. Things are probably not going to go very well for her either. Anon posted this. It sure would be nice to see the truth come out about McStain. I know you can't say anything on the board, but we the people do not deserve this BS soap opera regarding the clown. Q said this, to preserve the Republic, some things must remain buried. So I don't think we're ever going to hear from Q or the president the official story on that. However, I think we can put to rest all these rumors that McCain is still alive. He is buried, and it's over with. And Anon posted this: two more prosecutors leave Mueller's special counsel. One was a cybercrime expert. Spokesman said it was not due to political bias or wrongdoing. And there's a link to a CNBC article right here. And we have this tweet by the president. I love this. The only thing James Comey ever got right was when he said that President Trump was not under investigation. So on the one hand, you have the president screaming and hollering that he's being trapped and he's getting, the walls are closing in and the investigation is about to take him down. On the other hand, you have the same president tweeting that he was never under investigation. Which one is true? Q posted this and said, like clockwork. On the left, we have a tweet by Victoria Tenzing. She is actually the attorney for the witness in the Uranium One investigation, Campbell. And Q reposted the previous post about emotions cloud judgment. Again, this is more fake news. People claiming that Bruce Orr was not interviewed by Huber, and these people really don't know what they're talking about. One of the Anons posted this. It's a link to a Judicial Watch tweet, a story about the fact that no hearing was held regarding the Carter Page FISA request. And there's a link. And the Anon said, what are the judges were comped to? Q responded with this, big, big, big. Then Q responded with this, two tweets by the president. Orr told the FBI, it, the fake dossier, wasn't true. It was a lie, and the FBI was determined to use it anyway to damage Trump and to perpetuate a fraud on the court to spy on the Trump campaign. This is a fraud on the court. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is in charge of the FISA court. He should direct the presiding judge, Rosemary Collier, to hold a hearing, haul all these people from the DOJ and FBI in there, and if she finds there were crimes committed, and there were, there should be a criminal referral by her. Greg Jarrett. And this is a quote from the president. Q posted that link and said, big, 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 big. All right. So we've got more posts of links from Q. And the first one is a link about the FISA court being a rubber stamp process. It's just a video where this guy says, yeah, FISA court's a rubber stamp. Second one is a response from Judge Collier to Devin Nunes, where she dodges questions about the FISA process and defers to the executive branch in DOJ when she's asked to provide documents related to the Carter Page FISA request. I think Judge Collier knows that the heat is on and she has been dodging everything. This is the third link. It is to an article where Devin Nunes said he thought about and, you know, kind of wrestled with the idea of asking Chief Justice John Roberts to testify before Congress about the FISA process. The reason he didn't do that is he didn't know if it was constitutional to have one branch, the highest person, member of one branch of the government, the judicial system, the Chief Justice, come into Congress and testify about their process. That has not happened yet. It could happen in the future. Just to give you some perspective on this whole thing, I found these tweets from Andrew McCarthy. He's a former federal prosecutor. And this is what he said about the FISA process. Folks, there are generally no hearings on warrants, and you don't want there to be because of the four corners of the warrant application must state the probable cause. If they don't state probable cause, the judge should reject the application, not hold the hearing. In nearly 20 years as a prosecutor and hundreds of warrants, I've never had a hearing to get a warrant. I had judges tell me no, or tell me to beef up this or that allegation with more solid evidence, but have never had a hearing. The argument should be that DOJ and FISA judges have a higher duty to follow rules and scrutinize applications because, unlike criminal proceedings where there is eventual discovery and hearings, that is all the due process warrant targets will ever get. And I should add, for what it's worth, I do not like FISA. I've always thought judges should not be involved in foreign intel collection. The executive branch with congressional oversight would be a more accountable way to do it, and it's not a judicial process, so it harms the judiciary to be seen as a rubber stamp. Spygate relied on a system that allowed the surveillance of a target if the case could be made that the target was a spy working for a foreign government, which would make them a threat to national security. The Obama administration created connections to people they wanted to spy on. An example is Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya, who made contact with Paul Manafort, as well as Jared Kushner and Donald Trump Jr. at Trump Tower. It's a pretty well-publicized event. Q's next post is about that. And we start at the top, special approval. There is a coded number, P72917300. I don't know what that's all about. And we have setup example one, the Hill article about Homeland Security confirmed that there is a special entry for Russian lawyer Veselnitskaya. Now, Q sets up a little flowchart here. LL Loretta Lynch, there is a paper trail showing that she was involved in the special entry request to help Veselnitskaya get into the country so she could make contact with Paul Manafort. A FISA warrant was issued and approved on Manafort. Manafort got picked up by the Mueller investigation and got prosecuted. FISA warrant was issued and approved for Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos got pulled into the Mueller investigation. FISA warrant was issued on Carter Page. Carter Page gets pulled into the Mueller investigation. FISA warrant was issued and approved for General Flynn. He got pulled into the Mueller investigation. So Q is just outlining how this process works. Here is an article about the Trump Tower meeting. And I find it very interesting because it talks about how Glenn Simpson actually met with Veselnitskaya the day before the Trump Tower meeting, the day after the Trump Tower meeting. And one report actually says that they met the day of the Trump Tower meeting as well. So Glenn Simpson, the guy who was helping put together the Steele dossier, all this opposition research, was meeting every day with Veselnitskaya to get information from her. Having her contacts with Don Jr., Jared Kushner, and Manafort. Highly sketchy. So this was the link that Q posted. Homeland Security confirms special entry was made for the Russian attorney and that Loretta Lynch facilitated her entry into the country. And there is a paper trail for that. So the second part of this post by Q is not quite as clear as the first one, so I'm going to go through it line by line. There's a lot of coded information in here, and we're just going to break it all down and go through it. So you must target, remove, and silence all of those who are legally targeted for FISA surveillance, plus UK assist. Okay, and you can see all of this. I'm not going to be redundant. I'll go right through this. So what does that mean? Well, it says, note that there are two mechanisms for surveillance. There is FISA, and there is a UK assist. The UK assist equals British Intelligence Apparatus, GCHQ, MI6, and the Five Eyes. How do you remove or silence those who are legally targeted and spied on? You force them to plead guilty to crimes they didn't commit under the threat of being put in prison for espionage. And that is probably why Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI when the FBI says he did not actually lie to them. And this is an article in The Hill where the FBI says they didn't find any wrongdoing in Flynn's interview. If you apply enough pressure to a person who's caught up in a foreign espionage case, you can get them to remain quiet about what really happened. So they're illegally spying on Flynn, Manafort, Papadopoulos, and Page, and they lean on them and threaten them with a heavy sentence in order to silence them. Q wrote this, UK assist plus FISA surveillance included all upstream collection plus tangent contacts, umbrella surveillance. FISA Title I surveillance, the kind that was used on Carter Page, is limited. It only allows for electronic surveillance, and that is sometimes known as signals intelligence, and it is only to be used domestically. It cannot be used overseas. It does not allow for human surveillance, and we'll talk about that more in a minute, but this is from Jeff at The Market's Work. He has some really good information on FISA in the process. And so let's move on. Add to the target of the surveillance anyone that they come in contact with incidentally. That's called a tangent. And you have a little wider net. So if you're surveilling me, you can also spy on people that I come in contact with. My wife, my kids, my neighbors, right? Anyone Carter Page came in contact with in the Trump campaign could also be spied on. That's what they call the first hop. FISA allows for a two-hop surveillance. Add to that the surveillance capability provided by the Five Eyes Agreement with the UK. UK intelligence doesn't obey US surveillance laws. Since Americans are foreigners, they're not protected by UK surveillance laws. They can be targeted as foreign nationals, which means you can do a lot more surveillance on them. If you combine the FISA surveillance of the target, plus any tangents who are in contact with the target, plus the UK surveillance of foreign national, you have umbrella surveillance. And that was what Q was getting at in that first part. Q then wrote, foreign target designators create leapfrog hops to isolate real targets, non-foreign comms. Translation. By designating someone as a foreign operative or a spy, the circle of people who are connected to that target can be spied on as long as they're connected by a couple of degrees of separation, those are the hops, in domestic non-foreign communications. And here's an example that Q gives. P talks to X, X talks to Y, Y talks to Z. P, X, Y, and Z can all have their communications swept up via bulk data collection. That's your umbrella surveillance. The link that Q posted is an announcement by the NSA that certain upstream collection methods, 702 about queries, were halted. That was as a result of Admiral Rogers finding out that there was widespread abuse of those queries in the FBI. And Q just links to an NSA statement about that. Q then posted this. This is part of that same post. This is the next line. UK assist allows for normal FISA law deconstruct. US FISA laws can be bypassed by getting the UK to assist in the effort. Deconstruct includes D2 spy insert. So by inserting a human spy into the system, you can bypass the normal FISA laws, which only allow for electronic surveillance. Q wrote this, deconstruct includes non-FISA warrant special ops, and the warrant special ops is classified public. Since we don't have security clearances or a need to know, and Q is not leaking classified information, I'm going to assume that the above reference means it's classified for public knowledge, although there is one other option. It could mean that that information is classified and it's already been leaked and made public. I'm not sure. Q posted this, and it is a picture of Obama and I think Joe Biden, Eric Holder in the White House, and we have Jeff Sessions behind them soon. All right, that is the end of this thread. I'm going to get this wrapped up and get working on the next one. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.